brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful central state of Nebraska in the United States, where I have been for these last about a week and a half or so, by God's grace, having a little time just to get a break from everything, unplug, spend some time just looking at things, praying about stuff, continuing to seek God's direction, God's peace, God's guidance, and His decisions on the things that we continue to face as we go forward in life. And I needed a break. And, you know, God knows when we need those things, and always provides a way for rest. You know, I think about even when Jesus was, you know, with his disciples and things were going so fast, and he realized, you know, even in a period of time where they didn't have time even to eat because so many people were coming and going, and he pulled them away and took them for a chance to get some rest. And you know, that was his intention, but even then people came and found them, and they were like sheep without a shepherd. I mean, they came and found them wherever they were because they were so hungry for the things of God and to be healed and to be given and granted some relief and some rest themselves. And Jesus, always with a heart of service, was always willing to serve, but he also knew the need for balance. And you and I have a need for that. We need to balance life. You know, God has intended that we would have abundant life, that we would have life, and that we would have it more abundantly. And he's intended that you and I would have balance in our lives. And, you know, that is not only possible, but probable when you seek the Father to lead and guide and direct your steps. Because what he'll do is, he does stretch us with the experiences of life, does put us in different things, but in also in those times too, those experiences of life, they also enable us to come into what it is that God has for us to be. And as we do that, he also helps us through that which we've learned and that which he's taught us to find a place of rest, balance, and the right set for what you would do, so that that things that you can really dig in and do something quite incredible in the place that he's put you. And it's not up to you and I and our individual efforts. God always works in and through us, but it's just us being available for him. And you know, God is not intended that you and I would lose out on what life is meant to be. You know, I think sometimes people that have been trained in the traditional circles and traditional Christian circles, if you would, they have this fearful expectation that when they start to follow Christ, that all of a sudden now they're going to miss out on life. They're going to miss out on what life was meant to be. They're going to miss out on opportunities and experiences and Christmas holidays and whatever else, you know, that they get in their mind. And it's not like that. You know, God intends that, yes, you and I would be willing inside to give up anything and everything for the sake of the kingdom of God and as God would require. That is mandatory for those who would follow him. At the same time, what you do give up is contingent on him. Where you do go is contingent on him. And that is based on an individual, one-on-one, God-given instruction that you know what the heart of God has spoken to you to do, and what it is that he intends for you to do, and the places that he intends for you to go, what it is that His plan and intention is for you as He explains that to you. And it's between you and Him, because you know if you've given up that which He's required of you, or if you've held on to it. You know if you've stayed when He instructed you to go. You know where you have fallen short. And through repentance, we realign, and then from that place of realignment, we move forward in the plan and purpose of God. So, you know, it's the willingness needs to be there to give up anything and everything. But then from that point forward, it's up to Him. And He'll test that. He will test that. But once He's done testing that, you know, and He knows, and you've proven yourself faithful, He then adds to your life, because He knows that He can trust it with you. And He knows that it's not going to be a hindrance for you. It's not going to be something that draws you back or pulls you away. So, yeah, you know, I know many brothers and sisters in Christ struggle with a lot of the issues that are going on around them. But you have to always know that God will direct you through those. And if you have a willingness in your heart to go wherever He sends you, to do whatever He tells you to do, to give up or to receive whatever He instructs, as long as it's in your heart and you're open and you're willing to follow the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of God, you're going to be all right. You're going to be just fine. And I know several of you have wondered, even recently, are you going to be all right? And you've asked it in so many words, and God says, yes, you are going to be all right. You're going to be just fine. You know, we are going to be just fine. God enables, through the circumstances of life, to stretch us beyond what we would normally do or be involved with. But in the process of being stretched, you come into the fullness of what God intended for you to be. And that stretching process is necessary, because without it, you and I would never come to the place that we are right now. So, yeah, you know, just this is just a little word from the road. I just wanted to say, you know, to you guys out there that, hey, we are thinking about you, and we do pray for each and every one of you guys that God would strengthen you in your walk and strengthen you in His plan and purpose for your life. And, you know, we've been having some good talks about the platform and Faith Mix and what it's been and what it'll be. And, you know, we just thank God that you guys are with us and that we have a chance to share like this. For, you know, according to God's grace, something that would be useful for you. And we're grateful for those that, you know, help make it accessible for others. And, you know, in all things, just trust Him, because He knows. And He will continue to work in and through you in all situations, because all things work together for the good of those called according to His purpose. You know, we are among the called according to the purposes of God. So God was going to work through your circumstance and your situation to do something beyond what you would ever think or imagine. So, hey, we'll catch up with you guys again really soon. God bless you. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Hey, talk to you guys later. Bye.